Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Time to catch up with all the big news stories from around the region. Joining us online from 9 News Central West, Natasha Soper. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Gulgong, there's a fight for better medical services at the Gulgong MPS. What's happening?
Yeah, well, almost 3,000 residents have now signed a petition calling for the re-employment of a permanent doctor to be based at the hospital. The fight began following the death of Dawn Trevor in September. So she was a 66-year-old that was receiving treatment from doctors and nurses via a telehealth system. Now, the Health Minister, Thad Hazzard, did recently announce that he was going to review that system as a result. But today we'll be following residents as they go to the door of MP Douglas Saunders' office in Dubbo, calling for urgent action. Now, they're obviously worried that the same situation is going to happen again.
All right. Now, in Dubbo, River Street Bridge, there's a bit of debate over this.
Yeah, there is. As most of your listeners are aware, because this is something that has been going on for years now, the bridge is set to ease congestion and provide another river crossing in the event of a flood. However, those against the plan say it'll actually increase traffic and become a death trap to cyclists. There also isn't any pedestrian access as well. The project, which has been tipped to cost $210 million in taxpayer dollars, I should add, which is four times the original projected amount.
Right. It's a big, long bridge. So, I mean, it's a big thing. So it's $210 million. Wow, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And what else is a lot is the fact that there's about 10,000 people that have signed a petition wanting the issue debated on the Parliament floor. So, again, another petition is being delivered and will follow residents who have been campaigning for the plan to be re-looked at again.
Okay. Now, who are the Bathurst beaters and what have they been up to?
Look, I'm not sure if you're feeling a little peckish this morning, but I am, and we all need a little motivation when it comes to making our nightly meals. So now you can also cook with a conscience. Bathurst Beaters is a local group of ladies who survived breast cancer and launched a cookbook with a difference, raising vital funds for research into women's cancers. We have a look at that cookbook and chat to those amazing ladies tonight.
Fantastic. I'm with Natasha Soper from 9 News Central West. You'll catch it tonight on Channel 9. Thanks, as always, for the update. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.